I don't think I-10 has a song about it.
No, it doesn't. It runs east to west, too.
Yeah.
Maybe it's in the rhyming of the lyric, you know, I-10.
Whatever it is, they did it right, and Route 66 here in Arizona, we get to be part of that historic road, and Roman Rich is out there trying to preserve the old Painted Desert Trading Post. You can help his cause by ordering a t-shirt. We posted the link on our archive page at rosieonthehouse.com, and the radio link, you just select today's broadcast and you'll see the link right there. I've got my Christmas shopping out of the way for a couple family members that enjoy Route 66 and a little bit of old historic Arizona. Roman Rich, take the last couple seconds just to wrap up here and give your website one more time and how people could get out and see this, the Painted Desert Trading Post. How do you physically get there? Because I'm looking on Google Earth. It's not that obvious.
It's not that obvious. And it's kind of a good thing because we don't want just anybody coming out there. We want enthusiasts and people that are intrigued by Route 66, but easily getting there. To get there, you take exit 320 off of Interstate 40. That is the Pinta Road exit, and you go north on a little dirt road until you're greeted by a fence. You're going to see a gate. At that point, you have to follow the instructions on the gate to gain access, and from there you drive about 4 miles to the west. As you come down the hill heading down towards the Dead River, you'll see the Painted Desert Trading Post along with a beautiful mesa off to the south of the road.
And this dirt road, do I need four-wheel drive or can I make it in a two-wheel drive car?
You can make it in any vehicle provided it's dry outside. I know you guys just had a lot of rain here, but today we're driving out there. The road is dusty. You can drive a motorcycle, a car, anything you want out there.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it. And the website to follow along, not only with this project and restoration, but all the other projects y'all are doing along Route 66?
Yes, that's www.hookedonroute66.com. And you can also find us on Facebook at the Painted Desert Trading Post Route 66.
Roman Rich, we appreciate you taking time out of your restoration work to join us and help educating Arizona homeowners about the work y'all are doing to preserve a little bit of history here in our great state of Arizona. If Route 66 isn't on your destination for this weekend, there's a lot of great things still going on around the state. Southern Arizona has the Arizona Farm and Food Festival going on to the west of Tucson today at 11:30 to 3. Out at a great venue. It's a fairly new one, but it's the AVA Amphitheater at the Casino del Sol. They did a fabulous job putting together a nice lawn amphitheater with a covering, and they have the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance is putting on the Farm and Food Festival. If you're looking for a staycation coming up in the future, we have the first Saturday of December coming up, which is the kickoff to basically Christmas in Arizona at the city of Prescott, town of Prescott, and technically city because of the population, but you know, they still like to call it a town. The town of Prescott at the Courthouse Square, you have an entire weekend of festival. It all starts Saturday. We have a broadcast of this program live at the Courthouse Square. It's a tradition we started about 10 years ago, not even trying to make it a tradition. It just became part of our annual to-dos. Is broadcast live first Saturday of the month. They have been wrapping, the Courthouse Square has 180 trees on it, and they wrap, they're up to about 130 that they wrap every single year. They have a great parade throughout the morning, and then at night you get together on the Courthouse Square. They do the Christmas story, they sing carols, they do a countdown and light up the Courthouse Square, and it really just, for people that grew up in the desert, that don't have snow, don't have changing of the fall, don't have, you know, all of these things that you see in movies, it's snow and caroling that we can't relate to. This kind of connects you to that and that wanderlust of Christmas. So it's a great family event. And that is where we're sending our December staycation winner. We draw on the 15th, so there's five more days to enter. You go to rosieonthehouse.com, click staycation, and we'll be pulling a winner on the 15th.